How many in here has got prayer cards? How many in here hasn't got prayer cards? And you still you want God to heal you? Raise up your hands, believe. If you got, you ain't got prayer cards, but you want God to heal you. Raise up your hands. Now, while you're getting those lines up, give me your attention now, because if you miss this now, you won't know what to do. I want to go to take her time. Just take her time now. Don't be in a hurry. I have to get quiet myself, because the Holy Spirit and these kind of things wouldn't anoint, and that's the way of doing it. Now, how many in this room, or this prayer line standing here, that knows that, I know some of these people, I believe I do, I know this lady right here. This lady here, she comes here to church, can't call her name.
Baker.
I know her. I'm not sure. I believe this big tall fellow standing right here, I believe I know him. I don't know his name, but I've seen him here. Well, anyhow, each one of you in the line, each one of you out in the audience that's sick, that knows that I do not know nothing about you. Raise your hand. No, I don't know. I don't know nothing about you. I'm a stranger. Now let's see the prayer line. You raise up your hand. Know that I don't know nothing about what's wrong with you. All right. All right. All right. This is about 100%, I think. All right. And in the audience now. Now you raise up your hand. You're the sick. And raise up your hand. And you'll still say, you don't know me or nothing about me. See, there's a lot of people here. I'm coming in and out of some people I know and some I don't know. See? And I don't know. But then when I do know, I wouldn't know what was wrong with them. Now I want to ask you something. Now, if I look, there was a little woman, you people that won't be in the prayer line. See? You people that won't be in the prayer line. Now there's a little woman one time and she wasn't going to be in the prayer line either. And she had a blood issue. But she believed that that was a godly person. Now listen close now. Don't miss it. She believed that Jesus was the Christ. And she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Now, she didn't have any scripture for that. No more than just maybe like Elijah taking his staff and laying on a child or something. Or touching Elijah's bones after he was dead. But she believed that she touched him, she'd get what she asked for. She said to the crowd, reach over it. Now, if anybody's ever in Palestine, they have an underneath garment and a top garment, and it swings loose. That's where you have feet washing things. The dust picks up from the feet. And she touched the border of his garment. Now, if she touched my coat like that, I would feel it in hands right close to me. But she touched down at the hem, the border, which probably is that far from his feet or his body. She touched the border of his garment and went back and sat down, or whatever she did. Jesus stopped. And then remember, all the crowd had their arms. Hello, Rabbi. Glad to see you. Are you the prophet? We're glad to see you. Oh, you hypocrite. You're a fine man. Well, he has different expressions. Now, listen real close. Now, this little woman, she touched his garment and she went back because she is satisfied. She touched God. Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? Peter rebuked and said, oh, lost touched me. Why do you say a thing like that? He said, but I perceive that I've gotten weak. Virtue has gone from me. He looked all around over the audience. Till he found that little woman. And he told her about her blood issue, and it had stopped. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, hold that. Now, you say amen to that. That means so be it. Now, notice. Now, does the Bible say, to you Christian readers, that Jesus Christ now is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities?
Amen.
How many of the Bible said that?
Yeah, amen.
Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever, wouldn't he act the same way he did then?
Yeah.
Well, then if you sitting out there would touch him up there, and if I be his representative, his voice here now, wouldn't he say the same thing that he did?
Amen.
Does that sound special?
Yeah.
Is it right?
Amen.
See? How do you know you touched him if he didn't act the same?
Amen.
See? The words that I do, should you do also. All right. Now, you got the prayer card. You just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I didn't get here in time to get a prayer card, but I'm praying to you, and I believe what this man said is the truth. So, will you please just let me touch your garment, Lord Jesus? You're my high priest. I ain't looking at that little bald-headed man standing on the platform. I'm looking to you, and I'm touching you, and I'm believing that you're going to make me well. So I'm touching you. You speak to Brother Branham and do the same thing here like you did to that woman, and I'm going to believe you with all my heart. Will you do that? How many will do that? Raise your hand. Say, I'm going to do it. Our chief is praying. Here's a place to put your faith to work. You believe it. Don't you doubt it. You believe it with all your heart. Amen. And then you in a prayer line. Now, is it, which is the first person that's coming here? And you stand right there. That's good enough. Stand right there. I believe a while ago you raised your hand. I didn't know you. That's right. We're strangers to one another. All right. Now, I want to ask this audience something. Here's my hand up before God. And she raised her hand that we know one another or not. And isn't this a Bible picture of St. John 4 when Jesus met a woman at the well? A man and a woman met for the first time? And what did Jesus do? He went to talk to her. What was he doing? Now, he said the Father, he had need to go up to Jerusalem, or up to Samaria. Now, see, the Jews had seen that sign. For he was a prophet, and he showed the sign of a prophet. And there's only three races of people, that's Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. Now, the Jews had seen their sign because they were looking for a Messiah. They saw it. Now, the Samaritans must see it because they were looking for a Messiah. Not the Gentiles. Not one time did he ever perform that on the Gentiles. But he prophesied in the last days, like he did as it was the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. When the angel come talk to Lot, told Sarah what she did in the tent behind him. Jesus said that would repeat again at the last day. How many Bible readers know that?
Amen.
Now we're in the last days. It's the Gentile time. If he, see, I said in the beginning of the sermon, if God does anything, make himself known one time, he's got to remain that way. So how did Nathaniel know he was the Son of God? Because he told him, where was that? Something about him. How does this woman know? Look, let's take her conversation. See how much more is she knowing about it than all them preachers down there? She went out there, she said, might have been a beautiful woman. She's going to get a bucket of water. She pulled up the bucket of water. He was a Jew, she was a Samaritan. And so pulled up a bucket of water, over gets a little panoramic there with a well. That's the old remains, that's Sychar. So then he's sitting there like that. He said, woman, bring me a drink. She turned around. Now she was a woman of ill fame, you know, she's been married too many times, and said, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary for you Jews to ask a Samaritan woman something like that. The conversation. See, the Father had sent him up there. Now, remember, he did nothing until the Father showed him. See? So when I sat there, so what was he doing? He was trying to find where her trouble was so she could take a message to that people. Said, you want to find her trouble? He said, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. She said, well, the well's deep. You have nothing to draw with. How would you get water out of here? And when he had talking, this conversation about worship at Jerusalem, what was he doing? He's trying to find her spirit and see what was wrong. He found her. You know what it was? She had five husbands. And he said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband. Said, you said, well. You said, well. For you've had five, and one you're living with now, that's your husband. Now watch. Now she didn't think he's a fortune teller, like the preachers did. She didn't say he's Beelzebub. She said, sir, listen, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. That was the sign of the Messiah. Jesus said, I'm he that talks to you. She ran into the city and said, come and see a man that told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Well, if that was the sign of the Messiah to the Jews, to the Samaritans, wouldn't it be the sign of the Messiah to the Gentiles? Wouldn't the Messiah then, if he's raised from the dead and living in his church, manifest himself to, wouldn't he do the same works when he promised he would do it?
Amen.
Now, he's standing here talking to you. I don't know. You've never seen him in my life. But if the Lord God will tell me something that you're here for, you know what is true about him. See? Tell me something you have done. Something you ought not have done. If he could tell you what you have done in the past, surely he'd know what the future was. Is that right if he could tell you that? Sure. And if he'll tell me what you're here for, would you believe him to be the Son of God to believe it? How many audience will believe that? Yeah. Well, me and this woman here with our hands up, we don't believe it, but we're a stranger. I have no idea. You know I don't. You stand there just a stranger to me. But if the Lord God, I'm talking to you to get the Spirit started, the anointing the people, it's the event that's great shall do. And I'm just looking at you to see what he will tell me, because I know nothing about it. But if he will tell you something, then you'll know whether it's the truth or not, won't you? Will everybody believe if he does?
Yes.
Now, Heavenly Father, I can do no more now. It's up to this time. It'll take you from here on, Lord. I've brought the people to your word. That's all I know. You promised these things, and take weeks and weeks, we can still be on it, telling you your promises of these very things for the last days. As it's been all these times around the world, you've never failed us, Lord. Here stands the audience of people. I know that one of these visions will make us weak. I realize it. Virtue went out of you, the Son of God, unadulterated Son of God. How much more would it be from me, a sinner, saved by your grace? I pray, Father, that you let it happen now, that this message this morning will not go unfruitful, but these young converts, maybe 20 or 30 of them, just raise your hands to you, that they will be satisfied, Lord, that their God is raised from the dead, and he's living forevermore, making himself known, the very God that knows the secret of the heart, and promised in the last days it would take place again. Here we are, the end of time. And the Gentiles has had 2,000 years, just like the Jews did, to learn of God. And now they're getting the same sign and rejecting it, just like the Jews did. The Jews rejected their Messiah because they had it all denominated up. And so have they today, Lord. Done the same thing. But we cannot voucher for that. We're only to bear witness, Lord. It's like a sheep that don't manufacture anything. It bears wool because it's a sheep. Lord God, let us bear the Spirit of God because we are Christians. We believe in you. We believe in the Son of God. Now, Lord, I'm unworthy, but who is worthy? Who is worthy, Lord? None of us. We're all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Come to the world speaking lies. Forgive us of our filth, Lord. And now use us in this last day that you're dealing with human race. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control. I be reverent. Not knowing you, knowing nothing about you. It's a gift. It's the way you pull yourself out before God, empty yourself out. Let him be the Lord. I don't know. But I know he's here. I know he's saying. Yes, ma'am? Here's your trouble. You want prayer for a cancer. That cancer is on your face. It isn't noticed like, but it's up around your eye. That's right, Ranger. I felt that come right in from out there in the audience. She said, he guessed that or looked at it on her face. I did not do that.
No.
Stand still. Let me, Satan, you're alone. Stand still, sister. He's getting started. If he gets started, then he'll go on a rampage. We rebuke that death. Jesus Christ, he's putting the chance. You have more than that wrong with you. You got heart trouble too. Complications, just all nervous condition, been that way for years. That's exactly right. Weary, dreary feelings. You know, that's true, lays up your hand. Now you're healed. Your faith is so safe. You go home now and be well. So believe you. And you have to thank God. You believe? Yeah. Just stand out there, ladies. Look this way. You believe me to be his servant? Did God heal heart trouble? Or he healed your disease? Amen. You believe he healed cancer? And go back to your seat. Okay, thank you. Or if I didn't say one word to you, but just, would you believe, I said, is he going to come up in line, would you take my word for it? You are, and he's going to tell you. You already know. I haven't touched the person. You don't have to have an operation if you believe God. You believe it with all your heart? Do yourself the same thing as well. Look this way, sister. You believe to be his servant? Just a moment. Now, as a man keeps appearing before me here, that same thing this woman has somewhere in the arms. You see that light on the picture? That's standing right here. Can't you see that? This man sitting right here. You have a prayer card, sir? Young fellow? I believe you're Brother Huff, aren't you? I just recognize you. I don't know what's wrong with you, Brother Huff. You know I don't. You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? You have trouble. You're sitting there believing. You should believe on account of your daughter here recently. You believe, don't you? This woman has arthritis. You do too. But that's not raised up your hand. Believe with all your heart, you both can be healed. God bless you. Satan thought he'd get by with that man. He missed it. Have faith now. down. Now this man here, Brother Huff, you don't have a prayer card, do you, Brother Huff? He's just standing there bleeding. You watch what happens to you. Just believe now with all your heart. Everybody in prayer. You believe now? Now you realize these things just makes me so weak. You believe in your heart? If I tell you go get well, would you take my word for it and believe it? And go and Jesus Christ make you well. Believe it with all your heart. You think that God can heal miracles and make you well? Well, believe it. I believe it. I'm not sure. I thought I knew that woman. I wasn't sure. The vision broke over. But I stopped it. I just looked back the other way because I believe I know the woman. But I wasn't sure. I be ready. Everybody. You believe.
Amen.
Now, I've got a big long prayer line here. I don't want to stand here. And right now, I preached to you for about 2 or 3 hours, but right now I'm twice as weak as well as all the preachers. This is a step in my life. But we can keep talking to people, trivial. That won't make a bit of difference. You can stand and talk as long as you want to people. What more keeps happening, but it stops so it can save my strength a little bit for others coming to learn. You know what I mean? How many of you have ever seen it where a lot of times you stop and talk to people, it tells them all about them and about who they are and where they come from? My, you've been to meetings, you see, you know. This next, are you the next, all right, sir? You believe with all your heart?
Sure.
Fine. We are believers,
but
me with all of our heart, not knowing you. The Lord Jesus would tell me something wrong with you. You'd know where it was right or not, wouldn't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
This, in our, I guess we're strangers to one another. I don't remember your face.
We're not ministers together.
We're ministers together, but we don't know one another. It's this person who's praying all the time, sir. And you look this way, sir. You believe me to be the servant of Christ with all your heart. All right, sir? This man suffers with a colon condition. So this colon is also a heart trouble you're having. You're a minister. That's true. You belong to United Brethren Church. You come from Ramsey, Indiana. Your name is Mr. Beanbossom. Reverend Beanbossom. That is true. Is that right? Raise your hand. They go home and be well.
Hallelujah.
You believe with all your heart. Arthritis is no job for God. You believe he can make you well? You believe he'll heal you? Believe him with all your heart and you can have it with all. Just believe with all. Brother, I know you. I know your condition. You believe right now while we're in the anointing of the Holy Spirit that God will heal you and make you well? I won't believe it, Brother Collins. You believe me well. I look like I've seen you, but I'm not sure. But if God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his prophet? Or his servant? You believe it? All right?
Yes.
You suffer with a nervous condition. That's what you want prayer. Is that right? Raise up your hand if that's right. Go home and be well. Believe it. Right over now. Have that little faith that really makes it well. You believe Christ will make you well right now while you're standing? Believe it and go home and say, Jesus Christ makes me well right now. Believe with all your heart. You must believe to live. You know that, little sister. If you don't, you must die. You know that. But he heals all kinds of disease, cancer, anything else that makes you well. You believe that with all your heart? Then go and believe with all your heart and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Brother, you know I know you. And so I'm just trying to test you. But will you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well right now? While you're under the divine anointing of the Holy Ghost, go and believe it with all your heart. All right. Just a moment now. From where did I start? Where did I stop that a while ago? 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Go right and get in line. 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, on up to 50. Line up right there now. Once it's got your prayer card, so you hand it to the usher or the brother to come to you. Now let's take just a moment's time for rest. Just a minute. Are you believing?
Yes, sir.
All things are possible, only believe.
Amen.
I know you said I was a little kid. I know what your trouble is. I know what you stand there. You believe Jesus Christ will make you well, stand there. Oh God of heaven, grant your blessings upon this aged couple. Sending them to be well, Father. Way up in the years you're still serving it. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Return to you. God bless you, sister. You take 83, you got 4 years coming. Believe it with all your heart. God will be with you. You too, Brother Jay. God bless you here. You're believing now with all your heart? Wait, I believe I've missed this little sister down here. We got two stretchers. We got to get to them just a minute. If you don't mind waiting just a minute, sisters, or whoever the other person is, now be real reverent and stand quiet. Everybody, be reverent. See? You'll be real, real reverent. Now, let's rest just a moment, see, from the visions, just a second. And be real there. Now, everybody look this way. And let's sing quietly, only believe now. All this good. Where's the people to be prayed? That lady there in the church. Why, just a moment. I'll come over to her. See, just a minute. All right. Just a moment. Everybody in here? I'm quite sure you realize what I'm under here. Not only here, but in the foreign land, sometimes a thousand times thousands. I heard felt a little resentment a while ago of somebody's name was called. Don't you realize that Jesus knows your name?
Amen.
Have you seen that? There must be strangers in here that haven't seen it. Well, my, sometimes here at the platform, he tells the people all their sins and digs it right for you. Know that ever?
Yes, amen.
Didn't Jesus tell Peter, your name is Simon? Your father's name is Jonas? The son of Jonas? Just to show that he's here. Now, anyone knows, everybody here is bound to say that there's some kind of spirit doing that. Now, you can say it Beelzebub, or you can say Christ. God will judge whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the promise of the Bible. God's holy Bible here gives us the promise. Now, I'll be real reverend in a minute. Now, just a moment. Is this the next man? All right, walk out this way, sir. Don't know the man. God knows him. But, sir, if God will say to me, well, what you're here for, will it make you believe? What?
Sure.
How many more out there would make believe? Well, here's two people meeting. Man's younger than I am. God's fed him all of his life. He's standing with his eyes closed. But if God will reveal to me what the man's here for or something about it, it ought to make every one of you believe with all your heart. Would you? Here, just a moment. Right back here, sitting in the row, right back here, is a man praying. He's got a very odd thing. I see a flash. He's been hit by lightning. Yeah. Have faith, my brother. I'm a stranger to you, sir. That's right, raise up your hand. We don't know one another. God knows you. Have faith in him. You say, what you doing, Brother Brandon? I'm watching that light. Bladder trouble, sitting there praying with bladder trouble. A man looking at me. We're strangers to one another, aren't we? Tell me what that man touched. Your bladder trouble's gone, sir.
Hallelujah.
What did he touch? He's 30 feet from me. He touched the high priest. That can be touched by the feeling. That man sitting next to you, he's praying also. Here's what he's praying. Lord, let it be me next. He said that just now. That's right. How about what you're praying about? He had an answer prayer. That hernia you're praying for, that's what you got, a hernia. That's right, raise up your hand. All right? If you believe with all your heart, the thing will heal up.
Hallelujah.
I challenge your faith.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you believe.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my, what a feeling. He's here.
Amen.
Yes. Now let it happen. Now you'll see who's boss. He's boss. Let the infidel say something now. The unbeliever. The Lord Jesus Christ to prove you that the end time is here. That's His Spirit on me. That's Him. It's not me. I don't know you. It's Him.
Hallelujah.
Just believe with all your heart. This man, I believe, which was the next, this man here? Sir, I just have to watch the way that goes. I don't know you. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be His prophet, His servant? You're a gallant person. You're standing here for somebody else. That's right. Goes to church with you. Officers. That is right. You're not from here. This is not your home. You come from quite a ways. Did you tell me where you're from? Missouri. That's exactly right. Mr. Friels, if you believe with all your heart, you can go home and be made well, and all the rest of your things you're asking for, go and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe? Seems like I ought to know you. I've looked at you somewhere. Oh, I do. I know where you were at. You are, now wait a minute. I'm not beside myself, but this is anointing. You are, now wait a minute. You were healed in Louisville, Kentucky. Or your sister was healed. You're, Huff, Sister Huff's girl. That's right. You believe with all your heart to be healed like your sister was? Go home and see Jesus Christ. Brother, leave that nervousness is gone for good. And just go home and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going home and be made well and healed good. You believe with all your heart, sir? What if I come down and lay hands on you? Is this anointing? You believe it would be happening to you? I'll come down and do it. Very, very sick. Nothing to do. That's good. Come on. Right? You'll bow in there, sure as well. Now, I just believe in the Lord. Get up and leave.
Thank you.
Let's pray now for these Pauls here. Our Heavenly Father, they've taken from the body of St. Paul handkerchiefs or aprons, and it said that unclean spirits went from them. We realize that we're not St. Paul, but we know that you're still the same Jesus.
Amen.
Or you're just as much alive today as you was in the days of St. Paul.
Thank you.
I pray for these requests, Lord, that these handkerchiefs represent little claws and handkerchiefs and little boots for babies. God, I pray that you'll grant them. We're taught that Israel was on its march to the promised land. A great pillar of fire went before them. A prophet represented them, represented God for them on earth. And this prophet led them out to the Dead Sea, and it shut off the road. There was something in the way while they were walking in the line of duty. God looked down out of the heavens through that pillar of fire, and the sea got scared. And it rolled back and opened up the road right through the sea for Israel to go on the path of duty. And they went to the promised land. God, when these anxious to lay upon the sick and afflicted, Satan has crossed their line. He's hindering them from the path of duty. Let the power that raised up our Lord, who's present now, come upon these handkerchiefs. And whenever they touch the sick, may the devil get scared while he looks down through the blood of Jesus Christ. And may every one of them be healed and continue on in the path of duty. Grant it, Lord. We thank you. Your presence is here. Oh, this glorious anointing of your Spirit that shakes we mortal beings, Lord. How we thank you for your goodness. Bless these now in Jesus' name. With your heads bowed, every person in here. Not only bow your heads, I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts with it. What more could God do? Let you see that He's here. I take my word. This anointing is so tremendous right now that I'm almost dizzy here. I'm not a fanatic. You know I'm not. I'm not giving over to illusions. I'm only telling you what is truth. It's scriptural. That light has actually spread all over. It looks like just everywhere around here. Such a tremendous need. Believe me. The Bible said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers are here? Say amen. Well, the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. So it's you alone. It's not me. You're just as much into it as I am. This is just a gift from God to manifest Him. It's hell's things, and I'll take any to record. Through the years, has it ever told anything but what comes to pass just as that? Perfectly true every time. It's got to be because it's God. Now, don't just carry halfway, look for something way out yonder. Look, He's here now. Right now. Now, if you are a believer, put your hand on somebody next to you. And they're going to put their hand on you. Don't you pray for yourself. You pray for them because they're going to be praying for you. Now, that you might know, and if you will do this, I'll assure you, well, there's not any stretchers or cots left. They're all gone. But you've been here when the stretchers and cots was laying here, crippled, lame, halt, blind. Never one time, but what every bit of it. Now, the way you pray in church, if you're a Methodist, pray like the Methodists do. If you're a Baptist, pray like the Baptists do. If you're Pentecostal, pray like they do. Whatever you are, pray. But you pray for the person that you got your hands on. Then believe. Now remember, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now you pray for each one as individual. I'm going to pray for you collectively from the platform. Now each one in your own way. Our Heavenly Father, we are approaching Thy mercies. We will not come in our own name. We've not been given a promise by this. But we've been given a promise by Your own dear Son. That if You ask the Father anything in My name, I'll do it. That was your promise. Now, Father, I pray that you will manifest yourself with these believers. They're laying their hands on the sick, on each other. And we are coming now to the throne of God, bringing them. In the Bible, in Mark, the 11th chapter, the 23rd verse, it says, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said. If ye abide in me and my words in you, ask what you will, it will be granted. Now, Father, on every precept of your word, I have accepted it.
Amen.
Regardless of what others say, I have believed it just the way it's written. For it is no private interpretation, we're told, but just the way it's written. If you're going to judge us with this book, you've certainly seen that it come to us in the right kind of a shape, because we're to be judged by the book. And now, Father, I believe with all my heart, and beyond even the gift of the spirit of prophecy, that you make known. And that's the reason I know it's you, because it's always exactly with the Scripture. Now we come, Lord, and thank you for it, and anoint us now. We're approaching the enemy's ground. Oh, Satan, you are a defeated being. You have no power. The Son of God taken your power, stripped you of everything you had at Calvary, proved that he was with us by the resurrection, and like those coming from Emmaus, he has appeared to us this morning and done something the way he did it before his crucifixion. Therefore, we know that he's raised from the dead. And Satan, we are coming in his name, the name of Jesus, with the power of Christ. And you are defeated, and you're only a bluff. And if we'll accept your bluff, you'd kill us prematurely. But you can't do it. We're coming challenging that by the word of God, by the vicarious suffering of Jesus. We defeat your bluff. We call your hand, Satan. And we're coming out after that sheep, like the lion in the days of David. We're coming to bring that sheep back to good health and strength. Turn loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this place. Get out of this people, Satan. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him go. For by Christ's name, we're bringing us back to Father's throne this morning with health and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. All you people now that believe that the prayer of faith is prayed, as you've laid your hands on somebody that you better believe, and believe that Christ has healed them, and you believe that you're healed because the person prayed for you, and you accept it right now that you are healed. I don't care how crippled, how blind, how deaf, whatever you are, how weak, how sick, stand on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and accept it. Amen. Get up everywhere, no matter what's wrong. Stand up to your feet. Raise up your hand. Jesus, now I realize what I face. I realize that now I must be found telling the truth or telling something false. I'm not trusting in myself, Lord. I'd be afraid to do that. I know, even though I know it's your word and I know it's the truth, yet, Lord, it'll take you to do it. You'll have to help me. You'll have to permit me to do this, Lord, or I can't do it. It'd be totally impossible for me to do it. I pray that you'll help me. Bless me. Forgive me of my mistakes in life. Lord, here I am, way up here in middle age now. Wish I had served you from all the way back in time I was a little bitty boy till I was did start about 21 years old. Wish I could make restitutions for that lost time, Lord. I've got to come forth. If you'd turn me back tonight to a young man, I'd be out of my place. I could never be a young man now. I wouldn't know what I know. I wasn't raised in the resurrection with this people I've preached to. I've got to raise in this very generation to stand as a witness of your word. So, Lord, let me be true and honest with the people, honest with you while I'm here. Then when you're finished with me, Lord, receive thy servant in peace, I pray. That you'll guide me now and direct me. Bless these people, bless this church, this lovely pastor, his wife, all the people here, Lord, such lovely, sweet people. I pray that you'll be with them now and let them see that what I've just said, that's the end time signs. Ever come on back from Noah's time, Lord, you give those signs. Just with an hour or two to try to explain it, it'd be hard to go into detail with all of it. But I pray now, Lord, that you'll confirm it. That's the main thing. Confirm it and let them know that that same God that performed that sign down there in the presence of Abraham, Sarah, and that elected church sitting out there in that desert, a little interdenominational group sitting out there. There was no city. There was a little group dwelling in tents. They had no big buildings and great things to glory over. They were just a bunch of pilgrims. But you appeared to them because they had the promise of a coming son. We have too, Father. We believe that. And I pray that all out through Sodom here tonight, look across this nation, how many great adulteries is being committed now? How many homes are being broke up? How much sin is coming up before your eyes right now, Lord, in this very city? God, how can you stand it? I pray you forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. Be down near us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Your attention for a moment. And let me look down the line here first. I believe that the people, as far as I know, down the line, is strangers to me. I don't know them. Don't know nothing about them. Really, look across the audience here. I see my good friends there, Brother and Sister Palmer, sitting right down here from Macon, I believe, or down Georgia. And I know that brother and sister, I can't call their name, sitting right next. And here's that sitting man sitting right here, Brother Fritz Singer from Ohio. That's right. Now, I know that Fred Soffman and Mrs. Soffman is here somewhere. I don't know where. I heard you say amen a while ago. I don't know where he's at. He's in here somewhere. And Brother and Sister Evans is here. I think Brother Evans is. I think Sister Evans is in camp down there tonight. They seen they didn't have no room to get in, so they went back. My wife and children and them. So we wanted this meeting. And Brother Tom Simpson is here. Brother David Wood is here. And there, I don't see them, none of them. But how many in here knows that I know nothing about you, what's wrong with you, or anything? Raise up your hand. Every person in here. What's this, everything? All right. Now, you just have faith. You believe with all your heart. Here's where something else has to speak besides the man. Now, you know that. Now, look here. Look at this prayer line. Every one of them raise up their hand. Strangers. And here's my hand. Here's the Bible. They're strangers to me. I don't know them. Now, I told you just exactly who I knew out there could recognize from this platform. Behind me, I don't know nobody but Brother Littlefield, as far as I can see. I don't know one. Is this Sister Littlefield? I didn't know whether or not. I wasn't too sure. Excuse me for waiting yet tonight. So, I don't know no one hardly here. But now, see, now if the Holy Spirit is in the Word, the promised Word, then He promised in the last days to give a scriptural sign just before the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Sodom. Is that right? Now, don't you believe, brethren among us, as this little group of people, is that called out bunch? Don't you believe the Pentecostal church and all of its ups and downs, I believe in there, is that elected, called out group of people? I believe it.
Sure.
Not all of them in the Pentecostal world is, but I mean, in that group, they're in there somewhere. I don't know where they're at, but they're in there somewhere. Because there'll never be another church age. This is the last one. But God will take that elected out of that Pentecostal group and shape in that coming stone. It's like that has to fit like that to bring that roof down to it. You watch, it won't be catacornered and set this way. It'll be a perfect fit. This church will have to have that same ministry, and Jesus testified of the same thing. Now, where do we start? Is this the first person of that this year? All right, ladies, stand where you're at, don't you? You don't have to come any farther. Now, here we are, man and woman, meeting here just like Jesus met the woman at the well. I've never seen her, know nothing about her. She's just a woman standing there is all I know. And your people out there. Now, look, she looks kind of thin, but she actually could be a good, healthy, strong woman. She may be. She may be standing there for somebody else. I don't know. I never seen her. Well, now, if the Holy Spirit, if I could heal her, I'd walk over there. She's sick. Say, for instance, a thin woman, you think of TB. All right? Say she had TB. I walk around and say, I'll lay my hands on your sister. Praise God, a healing in Jesus' name. If the Lord would speak to me to go do that, I'd go do it. See? But am I going to go over there and say it until he tells me to say it? Because I don't know it. A man drove up in front of the house just recently. Whole big group of people out there. He said, tell my wife of this guy. He said, just let Brother Branham come to the door and tell me my daughter will be all right. That's all he has to do is walk and tell me. And he said, well, go out there. I said, well, what could I do? If I go tell him not knowing, I'd be lying. I said, if the Lord would tell me to go tell him that, I'd go tell him that. But until he tells me that, I can't say no more than what he tells me to say. That's what it is. Just going presuming you're all right. But that's wrong. Can't presume that you... And right here, you can't presume... I can't say, I presume this woman is praying for her sick aunt. That won't work. She'd know better. She might be at that. But I mean, just presuming it. You can't do that. It's got to be truth. It's got to be truth. And here's where it's got to prove whether it's truth or not. Now remember, that every person remember, I'm your brother. See, just a man. But with the gift of God, believing this message, and believing he sent me to preach this message, then yielding myself to the Holy Spirit, and that word in there is in my heart. And if ye abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will. Not abide, not just running, jumping from here to there, but if ye abide in me, my word in you, ask what you will. Is that right? Now, I just like to talk to you a minute. You've been preaching just for a few minutes, just while you stand right there. Just trying to single you out from somebody else. And just like our Lord talked to the woman at the well, you know, he was just catching her spirit until he found out what her trouble was. Then when he found her trouble, he told her what her trouble was. And she said, that was a sign of the Messiah. Well, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and then you know me as a man, I couldn't do that. And if it be performed again, wouldn't that be the sign of the Messiah again? Would you be that church? Now, just to talk with her a minute, not me, Messiah, but Messiah talking through me. See, that's it, because I don't know her. I've never seen her. Now, if we get just a moment, I don't know if he'll do it. He might not even do it. Yes, a lady's got to have help right now, or she's going to die. She's got cancer. Right? That's right. So people don't raise up their hand like that. Let me tell you where it's at. It's in the throat. Correct? You believe with all your heart? Then will you accept it? All right? Now look. Now, you say you believe that he can heal you. Then according to the Bible, he has done it if you believe that. Now, is that word right? Then you are healed, aren't you? That's right. Amen? Go down and say, thank you, Lord. Forget all about it and get well. We are strangers one to the other. I don't know you. I've really never seen you, I guess. We're strangers just met here. But God knows both of us. You believe that, don't you? The Bible says, he that believeth
Just be a real reverend. If the Lord God can tell me, if I walk over and say, lady, you're sick. Now, you may be sick standing in that prayer line. That may be true. Maybe you're standing for somebody else. I don't know. But if you was sick, I won't go put my hands on and say, Jesus said, these signs follow and believe. Lay hands on sick, they shall recover. That's the truth. But wait a minute. That's to vindicate where he sent that person. Let's find out first, you see, where it will work that way or not. Remember that them two words, presumably, come to two. There always has been a Satan tried to make God's work in the God's word work in the Garden of Eden by whitewashing. Moab tried to do the same. Satan done the same thing in the presence of Jesus. Flew into him with his ecclesiastical education and knowledge, and said, "It's written. It's written." Jesus flew right back on to him. It's also written. It would work for Jesus. Why? The word was in the word. That's what made it work. The current was in the wire. That's the difference. Now it takes the current and the wire here. See? I'm just the wire, but he's the current. So the wire is dead without the current. So if the current of God, the Holy Spirit, can come through a wire, your brother, and can describe to you, or by the Holy Spirit, like he did the woman at the well, describe something that you have done, or something you ought to have done, or something that is past tense, that you don't know whether it's the truth or not. Or if you're sick, something's wrong with you. Tell what's wrong with you. Then you know whether that's the truth or not, wouldn't you? You know it. Is that right, church? Then if he can tell you what has been, and you know whether that's true or not, then if he tells you what will be, you know it's right. See? And you already know what will be if he said it right here in his word. It don't have to come from me. It's already come. The only thing is the vindication now that this word, your faith, your being, and God's word is meeting together right here. See? And it's the mouthpiece to transfer. See? Here's God's promise. God said this would be the sign of the last day. Here's the last day here we're living in. Right? Now, is it true? Here's the Holy Spirit standing present right now. How many ever seen the picture of that angel on that light? See? It's right here, right now. It's right here, right where I'm standing. That's exactly what's talking. That's exactly what's doing this woman. See? The woman got some trouble with her ears. She's having trouble with her ears. That's right. Getting a little hard hearing, too, with it. That, raise up your hand, that's true. I always catch that. Somebody thinks I'm guessing that. You're presuming wrong. I'm not guessing it. Just watch a minute. Just want to talk to you. Now, let's see. I don't know what it was he said. Whatever it was right. Yes, it's your ears. See now? Something's going wrong in your ears. And you're having something wrong in the head. It's like a headache, like migraine headaches or something. Say, that's right, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Not only that, but you're praying for somebody. You got somebody with you tonight. That is right. She's a woman, elderly woman. Exactly right. She has trouble with her ears, too. I'm looking right at her now. I'm looking at you. Yes, sir? Another thing she's got high blood pressure. She's got arthritis. That is true. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. All right? Ruby, do you believe she's going to get well? You believe she's going to get well? You believe you're going to get well? Mrs. Crumley? Ruby Crumley? Go back and tell us. Do you believe? If thou canst believe. Now just believe. Now, calling her name was nothing. Didn't Jesus say to Peter, your name is Simon? Yes. Her father was Jonah. See it? See? Just still him. I don't know you, sir. We're strangers one to another. But you believe that God can reveal to me your trouble? Would you believe me to be his servant if I did that? Would the audience, every man in there, believe the same thing? Something happened. Not in the audience. I'm getting good just right. Let me catch your, it's your attention to you this morning. You're here for somebody else. That person's not here. They're not in this town. Not even in this state. They're in Carolina. That's right. It's the minister's wife. And she's got cancer. The cancer's on the bread. You're standing for her. You believe she's going to be well? May Jesus Christ bring her. How do you do? We're strangers, one to the other. But you believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives tonight? Just starting out in the audience now, it's just kind of hard to hold here on the platform. It's just going on and sweeping out to the audience. And if you just could believe, friends, right now you'd see the Spirit of God go to move. I'll try to keep my attention this way as much as possible for these people I got lined up. Stranger to him. Right. Been hospital with some operation. Spinal condition. Right. We'll go back to Georgia and be well. This holy. Go back down and believe it with all your heart. What if I told you your back trouble's healed standing? Would you believe me? Or go back and just claim it. Say thank the Lord. Believe. And you have the same thing. Just go believe. That's all you have to do. Your stomach trouble? Go eat. Jesus Christ gives you life. If you believe with all your heart. Got a nervous condition, gives you stomach trouble too. So Jesus, go right ahead and eat your stomach. You believe with all your heart? Have faith. Heart trouble is nothing for God to heal. You believe you make you well? Go back to seek and say, thank you, Lord, for healing. Don't climb up on there because arthritis hurts, but God can heal it. You believe that? Go right by and say, thank you, Lord. Get well. Nervousness is a great thing, but you believe God can heal your nervousness? Go back and say, thank you, Lord. Be made well. You believe with all your heart, everybody? If it's out, can't sleep. What if I didn't say a thing to you and just told you to be all right in your heart? Well, go ahead. You're healed anyhow. I said that before. Now, a long time this has been bothering you. See? And sourness in your stomach and everything like that. You believe he's going to make you well now? Go eat. Make you be well. Does everybody believe with all your heart? This little lady sitting here with her head bowed, sitting right in here. She's praying. There's a woman sitting next to her there. I can't call her name. I don't know who she is. So that person is praying for a loved one to be saved. That's exactly right. If you believe with all your heart that God will save them, go and God will give it to you. Just exactly to answer your prayer. What's that lady's name sitting there? I can't see sitting right next to her. Yes. Tell her to believe it. God's answering her prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. You believe? Don't doubt. Have faith in God. Ron Softman, that you sitting back there I'm looking at? Lay your hand on that woman next to you there, your friend sitting there. She's got a kidney trouble. You believe you'll be healed, lady? Your husband sitting next there got trouble with his eyes. Do you believe he'll be healed? Lay your hands over on him. They're both perfect strangers. I've never seen them in my life. You believe with all your heart? Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. You believe? God can heal stomach trouble, nervous stomachs. You believe it? Make you well? You receive it. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. How many in here believes with all your heart? Up and down, up and down. Do you believe that's the same Lord God that stood with Abraham down there that day, represented himself in human flesh? Don't you see it's the same God in you? The same God in me? The same sign that he gave just before the end time to the elected church? Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever? Don't you believe that's the sign of him coming? Don't you believe that sign soon the world's going to be destroyed? And the millennium's going to set in? We're going to have a great reign with God. Don't you believe that? It's the end time sign. How many seeds of Abraham is in here tonight with that hope in them? Resting in God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said these signs will follow them, seeds of Abraham. They that believe. Are you a believer? Raise your hand. Now, I don't care what's wrong with you. That don't mean a thing. See, just telling you and revealing, see, that takes your faith to do the healing. See, your faith does it. See, it's my faith in the gift of God that reveals it, because God made a promise. Then God revealed the promise to me through his word, and I stay with that promise. You get what I mean? I stay with that promise. That little lady sitting there with that bladder trouble, you believe God's going to make you well? All right, sure, you can have your desire. God bless you. Right. Worry about your prayer card, you don't have to have any answer off. See, God makes you well. Now, don't you see what I mean? It's just everywhere. Do you believe it? Lay your hands over on one another. Just pray for one another. We'll listen to you. Pray for one another. Lay your hands on one another and see how you pray. Put your hands in this little group there standing in prayer line. Lay it, turn around, turn your hands one to another. Put your hands. Now pray one for the other. Just, I want to hear you pray. All right. Don't pray for yourself now. Pray for the one you got your hands on. That's it. Standing out in the hall, around the place, everywhere. Put your hands on each other. Our Heavenly Father, we bring this meeting to this great climax this morning. The devil would do everything he could to hinder it. But God, you have shown yourself present. The presence of the Holy Spirit. By the word, by a scriptural sign, by the very Bible itself, who gives the promise and said these things would come to pass in the last days. Jesus Christ, Son of God, who knows the hearts, the names of everything, the diseases of what was, what is, and what will be. You know all about it. And these people sitting here are your people. They are children of God. And they believe you. They have their hands on one another. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now I'm placing my prayer with theirs. I'm believing with them. I'm believing in what they're asking you're going to give them, because they are your children. You will withhold no good things from them that walk upright before you. Now, Satan, we come to this moment to challenge you. You are defeated. You've been defeated since Calvary. There's not a thing that you have that you can offer but a bluff. And we're not letting you bluff anymore. We're laying out the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord says, these signs shall follow them that believe. These people profess to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They have felt the supernatural power of God surge through them to change their lives. They have sympathy one with another. They're praying one for the other. Oh, Satan, you evil one who's made these people sick, we adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ.